Welcome to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke, pastor at St. Mary Magdalene Parish, serving the communities of the East End, Homewood, Point Breeze, and Wilkinsburg sections of the city of Pittsburgh, and also the pastor at St. Benedict Moore Parish in the Hill District. This morning, we visit the city and eastern suburbs in the Diocese of Pittsburgh to catch up on the latest with the Pittsburgh East Catholic Elementary Schools. It's also a very special day because today kicks off Catholic Schools Week. Pittsburgh East was the second region to form in the diocese to help strengthen our pre-K through eighth grade schools. The strategy is to make the best use of resources, improve collaboration, and ensure that families have access to a quality, affordable Catholic education. Catholic schools are one of the best ways that the church brings young people into the relationship with Jesus while preparing them for life. Spiritual formation encourages virtue, and gospel values promote respect, compassion, and service. And academic excellence leads to success in higher education. Here to give us an update on the Pittsburgh East Regional Catholic School Systems is Mr. John Kuniak. He is a veteran educator who is also the interim regional administrator for the Pittsburgh East Regional Schools. He also is the principal at St. Teresa Lisieux Catholic School in Munhall. John, welcome back to Catholic Education Plus.
Thank you, Father. I'm glad to be here.
And John, as you know, you and I work very close together because the Pittsburgh East Regional Schools are located, their office is located on the campus at St. Mary Magdalene Parish, where I am the pastor in Point Breeze. And it's great to have you on board with us here this morning. Thank now, you. Let's talk about Catholic Schools Week in the Pittsburgh East region. You have six schools. Can you first name those schools and give us a sampling of how they are celebrating this wonderful Catholic Schools Week?
Sure. So we're blessed to have six outstanding schools in the Pittsburgh East region. The two of our schools are located within the city, Sacred Heart Elementary in Shadyside and St. Bede in Point Breeze. And then four of our schools are located in the eastern suburbs. So we have Holy Family Catholic School in Plum, Divine Mercy Academy in Monroeville, Mary of Nazareth Catholic School in White Oak, and then St. Therese in Munhall. And as you said, we're celebrating Catholic Schools Week, which is always such a great week. The kids always look forward to this throughout the year, and it's always one of their best memories. So our schools are celebrating in a variety of ways, from special dress down days and activities throughout the week to masses, activities that thank community members and leaders in our schools and in our parishes that thank our parishes for their support, and some fun activities like board game days, 100th day of school celebrations. So it's a fun week for the kids. It's a fun week for the teachers, and it's a great way to celebrate all that makes our Catholic schools so special.
And I can remember growing up in Catholic school at the former St. Norbert School in Overbrook. It was always a great week. And being a priest now for 21 years and the various parishes that I've served that have had Catholic schools, it's like one big party all week. It's a great time.
It is. We try to squeeze some learning in, but it is a
exactly
fun week.
Right. Yeah, it's a great way for the community to come together, parishioners, families, and the kids and the faculty and staff. Always the toot their own horn and to celebrate their school spirit and have some fun, but also continue to learn. Now, John, you've been in Catholic schools for over 20 years. What makes them so special?
Catholic schools, we prepare our kids for a closer relationship with Jesus, but also prepare them for life. And our schools truly become one big family. We look out for each other. We take care of one another, and we're there with each other when we need each other the most. I think that's one of the best blessings of our schools is the family atmosphere. You know, our schools are safe. They're academically excellent. We have dedicated teachers and staff at all of our sites who really see the role of our schools to deepen our students' relationships with Jesus. I really believe that our schools are the best evangelization model that we have in our church today.
Totally agree with you on that. Now, John, Catholic schools have mostly remained open during the pandemic, and kudos to you and your faculties and staffs for keeping the engine running, so to speak. While many other systems have been teaching online for long periods, how have you been able to stay open?
it hasn't been easy. You know, we've had a strong mitigation plan since the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic in our schools, with the goal of keeping our students in person and, you know, learning in the classrooms. And we have been very successful with that, not just in the Pittsburgh East region, but across the diocese. We have, you know, faced challenges. There's staffing concerns when, you know, teachers would get ill or would have exposures, but we've managed to be able to keep things going and keep schools open with limited interruptions. And we've done that with the cooperation of everyone. I think it goes back to that family atmosphere. You know, we look out for one another, and our families have been very, very supportive, have certainly kept us informed when there's concerns, you know, if a family member or student has been exposed, and have been very supportive of the efforts that we're taking to help mitigate the spread of COVID within our schools. And we've been very successful with that.
Yeah. And especially with not just COVID, but also the recent snowstorms, the below zero temperatures.
Cold weather, yes.
Yeah, busing issues. Everyone has just been tremendous on flexibility. You have to. And obviously with Mother Nature and what's been going on with the pandemic, some of those things are beyond anyone's control. So kudos for you and your staffs and all those in the Catholic school system here in the Diocese of Pittsburgh for that flexibility. Now, medical experts and experience shows us that masks are helping to keep students and staff safe and in the classroom. But how is everybody holding up as COVID remains with us in these challenging times?
You know, I think none of us really thought we'd still be dealing with this in, you know, January, February of 2022 when this pandemic first came about. So, you know, it's been a struggle, and I think everyone is, you know, tired with some of the things that we've been forced to do to help keep our schools open. But each month, you know, couple months, things get a little bit better. And a great example is Catholic Schools Week now. You know, our celebration of Catholic Schools Week in 2022 feels so much more normal than it did in 2021. We're able to bring back some of the assemblies and activities that we weren't able to do in the past. And that's just a true blessing. So, well, I think we all hope and pray that this pandemic comes to an end. We're making the best of the situation and continuing to move forward.
Yeah, definitely. And it's a day by day, week by week, month by month process.
Sometimes hour by hour. Yes.
Hour by hour. Yeah, it can change. And obviously the Omicron has really been a challenge. But just this past week within the news, the cases in our, especially in our region, are going down, which is a blessing. So it is.
And we're seeing that in our schools.
Yeah, that's good. And just keep, you know, keep consistent with the masks, the sanitizing. But some type of normalcy, so to speak, and especially during Catholic Schools Week. And you're right, because last year we were unable to have large gatherings, or some schools didn't have open houses because of the shutdowns. But this year, there, even though we're still going through the storm, so to speak, there is some still some celebratory things going on, especially this week, which is awesome. We have one more question before we break. John, how well are the students learning through all this? I know you're doing assessments each and every day and week on this, but how are the students holding up?
Students are doing very well. You know, fortunately, as we talked earlier, that we've been able to keep the students in person as much as possible. And that has certainly been a big help to student progress. At the beginning of this school year, all six of our regional schools brought our faculties together to plan for the year and to take a look at the learning needs of our students, to try to identify some of those gaps that may have been there from, you know, the abnormal year that was last year, and even back to the end of the 1920 school year, where all of our schools, not just in the diocese, but across the country, were virtual for the last 8-12 weeks of the school year. And so we've been looking and providing those supports to the teachers to understand that, you know, some of the things that a typical year, a third grader may know, these kids may not have had or may not have learned in the level of detail. And so how we fill in some of those gaps. And those assessments are key data pieces. So from our cadence reading scores, where we identify needs and strengths and weaknesses in our early learners or early readers, to our Iowa scores from last year, to just general classroom data, our teachers are using that information to provide targeted instruction for our students so that we fill any gaps, we build on their strengths, and we provide the best possible academic education for our students to catch them up a little bit, as you will, for the interruptions and the uniqueness of these last school year and a half.
And that's good that you're doing these assessments. And obviously, each child is different. Each family situation, obviously, is different. And especially being forced to go online the last year and a half, and then just the back and forth of virtual and then in person. Obviously, you and your administrators are continuing to assess each child and the testing and evaluation and kind of tweaking it. And that's good. Obviously, some of these students have fallen back a little bit, if you will. And it obviously, it's a work in progress and it's going to take some time. And then once things get, you know, totally out of the pandemic, which we just don't know when that will be, obviously that continued evaluation will work. So kudos to you and your staff for doing that. We have lots more to talk about. We're going to take a break. You're listening to Catholic Education Plus with Father Tom Burke here on KDK Radio. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke, pastor at St. Benedict the Moore Parish of the Hill District and also St. Mary Magdalene Catholic Parish in the East End. And this morning, as we kick off Catholic Schools Week, I'm really honored to have Mr. John Kuniak, who is a veteran educator, and he is the interim regional administrator for the Pittsburgh East Regional Schools. He's also the principal at St. Teresa of Lisieux Catholic School in Munhall. And John, let's talk about regionalization, because that's fairly new over the last 4 or 5 years here in the Diocese of Pittsburgh. How does the regionalization model work, and what are some benefits as of this date?
So the Pittsburgh East Region, as I mentioned earlier, is 6 elementary schools in the city and eastern suburbs. We're the second region to form. There are 3 regions currently in our diocese, and we work together as schools. There's a governance model where we have a regional board, and I work with that board and oversee the 6 sites in my role. And we work collaboratively. It's a great approach because we're truly stronger together. All 6 of our schools, all 6 of our leaders have strengths and talents that when we bring them together really benefit all of the 1,400 plus children in our schools in the Pittsburgh East region. We have benefits from, you know, sharing our resources, some purchasing power. Basically, we're just stronger together. And it's putting all 6 of our schools on a trajectory to grow academically, to grow and strengthen financially, but to also grow spiritually.
And I, as a pastor and being a priest over 21 years, as I mentioned in the first segment, and seeing the regional model first in the North region where I served in Swickley and now in the East region in Point Breeze in the East End, and also the inner city in the Hill District, I, as a pastor, can see how regionalization has really strengthened the parish aspect. The schools are still on our campus, but in the regional model, instead of each parish or school competing, so to speak, amongst each other, you're working together. And as you said, stronger together and utilizing your resources. So I've seen a positive role with the North and the East and now in the South, and eventually we'll be out in the Western areas of the diocese. And the regional model, definitely from a pastor's perspective and a parish perspective, instead of competing with each other, as you said, it's working together. So I think it's a wonderful, wonderful opportunity. Now, what role does your regional board play with the operations and decision-making?
So we have a fantastic board. Our board is made up of 1 representative from every parish or parish grouping in our eastern suburbs and in the eastern portion of the city. Our board is a mix of clergy, so we have several pastors from our region that are on our board, as well as lay members of the community who bring a variety of talents from their own professional lives, from marketing and development to business aspects. It's a great group of people who believe very, very strongly in the mission of our Catholic schools. Our board president, Father Chris Dubna, who is the rector and pastor at St. Paul Cathedral Parish, has an extensive background in Catholic school education and leads our board effort to, as I said, to work to strengthen and grow our schools. These are individuals who are so committed to the ministry of Catholic school education and seeing every student who wants to have a Catholic education in the city and eastern suburbs to be able to do that.
So these board members, obviously, what I like about it is each parish in the East region is represented. So it's not like one parish over another has the majority. Every parish has a voice at the table, if you will. There's a mix of clergy, but also laymen and women and professionals, whether if it's education profession, financial profession, construction, business models, everyone comes to the table and offers their gifts and their talents. And how often does the board meet throughout the year?
So our board meets in a formal manner every other month, but there is committee work and committee meetings that take place in the interim throughout the whole school year, or throughout the whole calendar year, actually. So it's a continual process. It's something where the board meets all the way, you know, through the year. And it's important to point out too, Father, that our representatives are not just from the parishes that have elementary schools on their campus, but it truly is a ministry of all of the parishes in the Pittsburgh East region. So ranging from, you know, the Natrona Heights area through Munhall and Homestead.
So everyone is represented.
Everyone is represented, not just our six parishes.
Yeah, that's a good clarification. Thanks for clarifying that. Now, Catholic identity and living and learning the faith is obviously the reason why our Catholic schools exist. How do you put that as the front and center of the mission for Catholic school education?
Well, that's truly why our schools exist. We are Catholic schools, and we are a ministry of our church designed to bring our students closer to our Lord. And so this Catholic Schools Week is a great example of how our faith is embedded into everything we do in our schools. Every one of our schools will celebrate this week by not only being at Mass and coming together as a school community, but by performing acts of service. Those service activities benefit parishioners, shut-ins, the community at large. But that is who we are. And that is how we build our schools and build our students in the image of our Lord and Savior. And that is so crucial to everything that we do. It is truly, truly a ministry. And we work with from our teachers down to get them to build this relationship with the Lord, to form their own, to grow in their own faith as our educators so that they can help our students achieve the ultimate goal. And that is getting our students to heaven.
And it's not just the reading, writing, and arithmetic, so to speak, as they used to say in the old days, but also service and faith and morals and values. It's a one package deal that the Catholic school system provides for our kids, and definitely doing a great job. Well, we have one more last question, John, is we celebrate Catholic Schools Week and all that is good about our Catholic education. How can parents learn more and perhaps take a tour of one of our elementary schools in the Pittsburgh East region?
Absolutely. So all of our schools are now beginning the process of open enrollment for the 22-23 school year. The website for our region, Percies.org, P-E-R-C-E-S.org, has a link to all six of our schools in the Pittsburgh East region to visit the individual school websites. Many of our schools have postponed open houses until March just because of the current situation, but tours are available at all six schools. schools throughout the school day. Specific schools have specific times that they offer tours, but information can be found on the individual school websites. And we encourage our families to come, our prospective families to come and see our schools, to meet our staff, to meet our administrators, who are all wonderful, talented individuals that are anxious to share the good news that happens at each of our schools. Spend some time in our schools. You will not be disappointed.
Definitely. And I just recently saw a billboard for the Pittsburgh Auto Show coming up in the next couple of weeks down at the convention center. And I always relate to Catholic schools opening up tours. It's like taking a test drive.
It is, absolutely.
Go take a tour, go smell smells and bells, see the classroom, see the kids, and talk to the faculty and staff. There's no better experience to take a test drive when you're making a large investment, such as buying a car or education, is to go and see the facility and get the feel of the surrounding. And definitely Catholic Schools Week and these open houses. And this is a great time of the year as parents and grandparents and guardians are thinking about the fall for their students to come in to our school. So Mr. John Kuniak, who is the interim regional administrator for the Pittsburgh East Regional Schools and also the principal at St. Therese of Lisieux School in Munhall. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you very much, Father. I enjoyed it.
We'll be back in a moment here on KDK Radio. This week in our Plus segment, as we kick off Catholic Schools Week, we are celebrating the fourth Sunday in Ordinary Time, and all the readings this weekend from the prophet Jeremiah, Paul's letter to the Corinthians, and the Gospel of St. Luke talk about being called and our vocation as men and women, as lay men and women and clergy. We all have a responsibility of answering the Lord's call. In our gospel this morning, Jesus returns to his hometown to speak in the synagogue, but he is rejected even by his own townspeople of Nazareth. And just like the prophets who were rejected, Jesus was rejected, but didn't lose the faith. He continued to preach and to teach and to share the good news. And that's what's up with all of us, that despite all the ups and downs and challenges, that we should never take God's word for granted, but instead let ourselves be nourished by it and in order to acknowledge and live fully our relationship with God as sisters and brothers. So keep the faith, be a great proclaimer of the faith, and preach the gospel at all times, but if necessary, use words. We'll be back in 2 weeks. Thanks for listening to Catholic Education Plus here on KDK Radio.